I won't talk for too long because a lot of people can't understand me with my Australian accent anyway, so. But I've done a DVD movie to show the progress of the where I am with the Outback on canvas panoramas in Australia. Since the IPCC conference in The Hague, it has been a very busy time for me with the completion of the first of the three panoramic paintings in the Outback on canvas project. This was a 9 by 3 metre painting of Silla's Lookout, Arkaroola, and was finished 2 days before Christmas. I know this means nothing to you, Arkaroola, but you'll see the picture of the painting soon. So. I'm currently working on a 15 metre by 5 metre panoramic painting of the Elder Range, and I hope to finish this one by Christmas of this year. I will then need to spend some months on the diorama foreground display, which will be incorporated into this work. The third and final work in the Outback on Canvas project, entitled Cooper's Creek Sunset, I envisage taking about 3 months to complete. Work on the Outback on Canvas project was slowed down for a couple of months, April and May, having bought the old supermarket next to the Wilpena Cyclorama and needing to renovating it, providing me with a great studio and gallery area and a new residence for us. So it's all very compact and nice place to work now. During this busy time, I also became a very proud grandfather of twin boys to our eldest son and his wife in Port Lincoln. Earlier this year, I received a phone call from a developer in Melbourne asking about panoramas, as he was thinking of commissioning the girls from Norfolk Island, Tracy Yeager and Sue Draper, to paint a panorama in Melbourne. And as yet, I don't think either of us have heard much more news on that idea. In April, I was asked if I would consider repainting the panorama Guff in Alice Springs, which was burnt down in October 2005. After much consideration and realising the honour it was to have been asked, I regretfully declined. Painting a panorama takes so much out of you, probably 4 years of solid work in another artist's style, and this part did not appeal to me. Because I've got too many of my own ideas to explore. In June this year, Miriam and I met with the South Australian Tourist Commission to discuss the 18th International Panorama Conference to be held here in South Australia. This meeting was very fruitful, and from this I was awarded a state government grant to help with organising of the conference. So far, we are still in early stages of planning, but the intention is to have the start of the conference in Hawker, South Australia, on the 25th of March 2009. And we've already planned the time, even 3 p.m. We're going to have Ernst open the new Outback on canvas project. So, we'll have. He will officially open my Outback on Canvas project. We expect approximately somewhere between 700 and 1,000 people to come over from Melbourne and Sydney for that, as well as there's quite an interest in my works now. We just hope we can cater for it in our small town. The next day we'll travel 37 kilometres to Rawnsley Park Station, which is right against the beautiful Wilpena Pound, a marvellous mountain formation near where we live, and which is the subject of the Wilpena Panorama. And we will hold the conference over the next 3 days. Rawnsley Park is located along. Yeah, I've already said that. We'll have various guest speakers and also features Australian musical talent, including professional harpists from Adelaide, the famous T-Rose duo from Melbourne, as well as country style artist and an indigenous choir. And we also have the indigenous people very keen to have an art display of their work there as well. So it should be very interesting for everyone. A post-conference tour will be organised for those interested. The planned itinerary for this event, and this is just one idea, we've got to still work on it, but one idea was to do a flight in a double figure eight over Wilpena Pound, so we can view the scenery there, then go to Arkarola, the actual location of the Silla's Lookout mural, possibly in chartered, fully restored DC-3 aircraft. From there, we would fly to Broken Hill to view the big picture. That's a very large cyclorama executed by artist Peter Anderson. And then on to Melbourne to possibly visit some remnants of historical panoramas with Dr. Mimi Colligan as our guide. Mr. David Jack's murals will also be viewed, including one in the Melbourne Railway Station. Sydney will probably be our next port of call, and then over to Norfolk Island to view the Fletcher's Mutiny cyclorama. Further to this, I have also received a call from Mr. David Forbes from Port Lincoln, located in the lower part of South Australia, to inform me that he still would like me to paint a large cyclorama there in about 3 years' time. I was also approached in August about painting a cyclorama in Gladstone, located in the middle of our state as well. These projects I have still to make the decision about. As you can see, exciting panorama times down under. Now, I'll have some help to get this in. Could someone help me with the put the movie? Where do we go? This just shows the right from scratch. We had to demolish our house to build the building alongside the cyclorama for the new project. So it's been quite an expensive effort for us. Actually working in 43 degree heat there over the summer, so. My son's Brady, he needed all the building.
Say cheese, Brady.
Yeah.
We're in a very isolated area, so we have to do everything ourselves. My son's here doing the paving, even out the front. They're very capable lads, though. That's the new studio now, the shopping centre we bought alongside, and we live out the back. And this side was all the new building that we put in. So. We don't get a lot of trouble with like health and safety up there. This is just the priming of it. I had to do three coats of that. Then I put a grid out so I could get the proportions right for the painting. I can always tell when I put on a bit of weight, it bends a bit more. Yeah.
That's Bob the dog.
Thank you.
This is just preparing the canvas for the other two paintings. As you can see, the electrician hadn't even arrived yet, and I get a bit anxious and get started before the builders are finished. When you come to Australia, we hope to take you up onto this lookout that I'm painting here too. It's called Silla's Lookout. Thank you. that's all. That's my big airbrush, yeah. I was a bit nervous because I always feel that anyone watching me paint, it's a bit about as exciting as watching the grass grow because I'm so slow, you know. You virtually you have got a system that you stick to. You do everything that's behind, you know, the furthest thing back, and you gradually come forward. But no, there doesn't seem to be any problem with it because I sort of have painted paintings of that country for so long. I know the exact colours, and I use the same colour, so that, you know, when I get to it, it matches in pretty well. I don't seem to have that problem. Yeah. But a lot of things, a lot of times, I don't know how Sue and Tracy do, people ask you how you've done something and you do it so naturally that you've got to think, oh, how did I do that? You know, because you just do it. You just do it as you go. You're in a world of your own. Nothing else, everything else is blocked out.